I just want to say, you had it going tonight. You had a, tied for a career high. I guess, what kind of confidence did you have today?
I've just been playing confidently recently. Shots been feeling good. But honestly, gotta focus on defense. Scoring is whatever. But yeah, I've been feeling good. Coach has been putting the ball in my hands, and I've been aggressive. So.
Yeah, you hit a three to cut it to four. I saw a big smile come out of your face.
Yeah.
And, you step up on defense. Just kind of what goes through your head there, and cutting down that lead.
Gotta get a stop. Yeah, just gotta get a stop. Gotta try to lead the team and by example. Yeah. And yeah, I like to smile on the court. I like to keep things loose. So, yeah.
And then I guess just that late game stretch, you guys struggled to score. And
yeah.
Had a couple big offensive rebounds. What did you
take away? Sometimes it's hard to say without watching it, the film. But I don't really remember the offensive possessions. I remember when I threw it into Nico. I remember that play. I don't remember, but yeah, we did struggle to score, and then they were just throwing it in. They literally weren't doing nothing. They were just throwing it into Keegan Records, and we didn't have an answer for it, or we couldn't stop. We didn't do an effective job stopping it, and we work on it a lot, so it's unfortunate, but just gotta come to practice tomorrow, ready to work on that again, and if we wanna win a championship, we're gonna play them again. So.
Yeah. I mean, tough loss, but it definitely feels like there's a lot more positives since the last time you played Colgate. Do you feel that at all?
Yeah, sure. I mean, they didn't beat us the same way they did last time. It's kinda like whack-a-mole, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. We're a young team. We're a young team. So like a lot of this stuff is gonna happen, but you can see like we're willing to listen and learn, but it needs to happen quicker. It needs to happen quicker, and we need to get stops in the second half.
Yeah.
Facts. That's it?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Cool. Thank
Great
you, bro.
Game, man. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Difference in the game was records and their offensive, timely offensive rebounds. We had a hard time guarding him. Once we settled down, we were able to kind of lock in on them. But we had no answer for records inside. And then when we blitzed him, he hurt us. And their guys they can really shoot. So going 9 for 21 is like, they can go 9 for 21. That's happening. And so you've got to be able to have an answer for their inside game. Offensively, we had some freaking wide open looks that we got to make. In a game like this, you can't miss wide open shots. You got to just make some open shots. And so that really, those things really hurt us. We had 11 turnovers, they had 13. That's a good sign. But we have got to make some open shots, and we got to find a way to defend records. We did they didn't kill us in transition. They killed us on anytime we blitzed. They were able to get some good shots, and then records just, which can happen. He had a big game, and he's good enough to do that.
Coach, when records starts to, get going, what do you try to do?
Because we try to double team him.
Yeah.
We try to double team him. We know that's you're risking, because he's so strong. It's hard to get the ball out of his hands. And so he's able to kind of maneuver and put himself in a position where he can make some plays.
What did you take from your last matchup against Colgate into this game?
This game, I thought we were able to do some things defensively that we talked about doing. But we've got to be able to shoot the ball again. Like, you can't shoot 25% from three and beat them. That's not happening. In any game. You watch any of their games. So a team shoot 25%, they're not winning that game. So So you have got to make some freaking shots.
Well, one guy who was able to help in that category was Brewster.
Yeah, he's been
career high.
He's been playing great. Kai's been playing much better. You know, we make two threes in this game, it's a completely different game. That's all it was. Like, you make two shots, it's a completely different freaking game. But, you know, I thought we battled, we showed toughness, we showed fight. We made a lot of mistakes in the first half, and some of it I'm going to have to take some responsibility. We were blitzing, and when I say blitzing, that means double teaming the post, and they didn't know who we were. We were very confused, and we kept making mistakes. So I got to take that. I got to take on that responsibility. And then in the second half, we didn't. I thought they got some timely plays, like loose ball into the shot clock. And then they get the offensive rebound. You know, they got enough of those. And you've got to come up with those plays against. Like, I watch all their games. Like, you have got to come up with those plays against them. We did a lot of things well. That we can look back on and try to build off of. I thought we fought. I thought we battled, and that, to me, is something important.
Yeah. What did you say at the half to keep this team competitive?
To the team? I just said we got to clean up our mistakes. We're just making too many mistakes defensively. So we got to clean up our mistakes. And then we needed to know, like, what we were going to do in the post, because that was the big thing. I think our perimeter guys can guard pretty good. And so we were able to guard pretty good, but we had no answer for the post game. And that's what we were trying to clean up. And we still made, I think, one mistake. But then we didn't really get anything out of when we blitzed him. He was still able to score, or they got a three, and I thought we weren't able to impact the game that way, of stopping their post game. So that's what we're gonna have to think about. It's like, all right, what are we gonna do to stop their post game when Records can just? And he's so big and strong. He's a fifth. Look, we had Super Tone here as a fifth year guy. And he was like that every game. Like, you couldn't do anything with him. He was just so much like another year. It's night and day, you know. And so he looks like a grown man out there when he's right. And he's you know, he won them the game. His ability to score in the post.
Yeah, and then with Records, they have so many shooters around him. Oh, Chandler Baker in the second half. Back-to-back big threes, another jumper. How did that really affect the game?
Yeah. You have to go make your shot. Like, they're going to make that shot. You got to make that shot. Like, so we got the same shot. We just didn't make them. You know, and at times they, you know, like, that's, you have got to have enough balance on your team. And right now we've been struggling with that. We've been struggling with that.
Yeah, Braden Smith, their leading point getter. What did you guys?
You know, he's first of all, he's an excellent player. He had 10 assists tonight. He had 10 assists and 4 steals. You know, he was 4 for 15. He was 1 for 6 from 3, but he still controlled the game. He's a really good player. He's a really good player. You know, Chandler Baker was a big. That was big for them to get 15 points out of him. But those guys are capable of, they're good shooters. They are capable of hurting you. They are.
And what does a young team like this can take away from a close game, battling the team top of the Patriot League going into the back?
Yeah, we've been able to kind of play with the better teams. Like, last time we played them, we were up at the half, and then we didn't play great in the second half. We can battle them. You know, they're good. They're really good. You know, right now they're the class of the league. You know, we are capable of playing with everyone, you know, and I think our guys are starting to get more comfortable out there, you know. You know, we just, you know, like I said, we've got to keep fighting and keep scrapping, and then in big moments we got to be able to knock it down. You know, I'm not gonna sit here and just BS you and tell you, like, we've got to find a way to play well defensively and then knock down a couple of big shots. Like, if we do that, we're really good. Like anytime we have a decent shooting night, we're gonna win. Like, we're gonna win the game. Like, if we would have shot tonight, if we would have made two or three more threes, this would have been a game down to the wire against the best team in the league. So what does that mean? Hey, we got to make a couple of shots. We got to keep playing hard, and then we got to make a couple of shots.
Yeah, what are you looking to take away from this game going into Bucknell?
I think, just to learn and grow from it, figure out, okay, all right, what were the things that really hurt us? We talked about some things that hurt us. There are probably some other things that hurt us that I'm oblivious to right now until I watch the film. I think the biggest thing is the feeling that you can do it. I think that's one thing when you're young and you have so many young guys, and I've been here long enough to know what winning looks like and how you need to play to win, and we're kind of getting closer to that. Like starting to have a little more metal when things go wrong, we can fight a little bit harder, we can dig down a little bit deeper. Those are really telling strides that you're making. So that's something that I will take away from this and I'll talk to them about,
Coach, when you cut the lead to one and, energy's really high, I guess just what
How
you
much think? Time was left when we cut it to one?
Just a little over 4 minutes.
Are you serious, bro?
Yeah.
It was one.
Yeah.
It was one. Man. How much better would I be feeling if we would have won this game, I'd be feeling pretty good. So go ahead.
Yeah, I guess just what do you make? I mean, you mentioned the offensive rebounds.
I forgot all about that. That we
the one from Moffitt, and
yeah.
Then he scores the layup, and then it leads to an 11-0 run. I guess just what are the takeaways from the end of game sequence?
I thought, all right, so that was a huge play, right? So that was a huge play. And then I thought Records defensively, just like anything at the rim, he was just – making it hard. They smell, they know how to win. They know, you got to be pretty good, right? So in those moments, we just probably, I didn't watch it. I thought one was could have been goaltending. Maybe, I don't know. But he made a couple of big plays at the rim. Like, Otto had a great drive. I don't know if it was in that span.
That was the very next possession.
Man, that was a great play by friggin' Otto. On most people, we finished that. And he erased that. I thought that might have been the player of the game, to be honest with you. And I thought that's what happened. Like we weren't able to get off, and I have to go back and watch. I don't think we really got off too many good shots in that span. When the game was tight, we got to be able to get something. I would have to watch to see if we got any decent looks at that time. But I thought Records was a big key to that.
And then between now and Saturday, how can you inspire some confidence into the players who weren't shooting as well from the
field? Yeah, I think, look, man, we've been shooting this thing all year. We're going to keep shooting at it, keep taking it when we're open. I thought we didn't take a lot of bad ones. I didn't feel like we were taking bad ones. And we just got to keep shooting them, man, That's all I can say. We probably need to get Miles some more. See if we can get Miles some more. He seems to be the guy that's making the bulk of them. McNair only got off 1-3. He's one of our better shooters. Matai made one. Could he go 2-for-4? Could Kai go 2-for-5? Could Nico go 2-for-5? That's not, you're right there. Those guys do that. Those aren't even unbelievable numbers. They're capable of that. And so that's the thing. We've got to be able to, because teams are going to just pack the paint and make us make shots. They're going to look at our numbers. And, so we've got to be able to do that. Now you're up to 70 points. And I think anytime we can get to 68, 70, if we can get to that mark, we can win some games.
Yeah, I guess just how much progress do you think you guys have made, in these most recent games?
We didn't play great, against Army. I thought we played well enough defensively to win. I actually thought we played pretty good. We just didn't score the ball. I really did. I thought we played pretty good. We just didn't score it. That was a tough loss. I thought we got the Holy Cross. We played maybe the best half of basketball we played all year. In the second half, I thought the kid Kenny just dominated the game. Blocks. He had 7 blocks. I thought that was huge. You know, we struggled down the stretch of that game executing. I thought we struggled with that. You know, but I thought in those games it wasn't like, oh my God, we were terrible. It was we did some good things. And then we go to Lehigh and we didn't defend at all in the first half of that game. But then we just kept fighting. You know, we just kept fighting. It wasn't one of our best games, but we just kept battling, just like tonight. You know, like when we won the championship, you guys weren't here. How old were you in 2020? How old were you?
I was
senior in high school.
You were in high school.
Yeah,
so you weren't here. So we were like we were tonight. We were really tough. And as the game wore on, we played better and better. We had some older guys. They were talented. You know, so tonight was like that. Like we did that a lot. Like we'd be down and we would just scrap and claw and fight and battle. And then we just won a ton of close games. And that's kind of what it felt like tonight. We just couldn't score it the way we could. So we're getting there. Like, that's what my teams are like. Like, we're never going to be like Colgate. We're never going to be, shooting 50% from three. That's not really my thing. I do want to shoot the ball better. We got to be great defensively. We got to be great rebounding. Usually we have one or two guys that can score the ball at the basket. We got enough shooting, enough athleticism. We're pretty good. And that's kind of what we're starting to get to. We just got to get our offense a little caught up to that. And then we got to be able to play a little bit better in the second half. I think the second half of games, we haven't been able to stop people the way we want to.
And in terms of tightening up later in the second half, is that just going to come from experience, or what needs to change?
I think I gotta look at, like sometimes maybe guys are in too long, but I never feel that way when I'm coaching, you know. But I gotta look at that. I think we gotta look at that, and then our defensive schemes. Maybe we gotta switch up, but we cut the game to one. We gotta be doing something right. It was a 1-point game with four to go.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, but I do think overall defensively we can be better in the second half.
I guess just defending records and Woodard inside, is it tough just because you're down so many big men in UNL?
Yeah. Losing Malcolm and Pat Node was big. You just got, because you just need some freaking strength. You know, I thought that was a big loss for us when we lost both those guys. It's impactful. It has been impactful. You know, that's why I've never blitzed a post like this. I've never had to.
And then not having Morales, where do you see for some guys to pick up that load off?
Yeah, that would, you know, look, we've been able to, you know, Ant's been great when he's played, you know, but we've played well at times without him. You know, he's a guy that can help impact in a lot of ways. He probably played the best the first game when we played him. He probably had the best game out of all our guys, you know. So we hope to get him back, and then we can kind of get him going. But, you know, that's going to be a positive for us for sure.
That's all I've got.
Good questions. All right, I'll see you guys.
See you.